Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of dua, virtues of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah ta'ala for all our needs. One thing that a person continuously needs to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for is Allah ta'ala to make his islah. Allah ta'ala must make his reformation in all avenues. Allah ta'ala must reform him, correct him as far as his deen is concerned, as far as his dunya is concerned. The way he conducts himself in the dunya also, Allah Ta'ala must reform him. And Allah Ta'ala must make it such that the inside becomes better than the outside also. Allah Ta'ala must... The person is continuously worried about his islah. That continuously I must be corrected. This was one concern that all our great pious people had. All the time they were worried about their rectification. We generally worry that our clothes must be clean, our car must be clean, the house must be clean. So that is a good thing. It's important that these things remain clean. Cleanliness is part of our deen. However, do we ever worry that this heart must be clean? Must be clean from all types of malice, all types of jealousy, all types of hatred. And that also needs a cleansing process. Allah Ta'ala has given us the cleansing process to keep our internal side clean and to keep the external side clean. When the external is clean, we feel so nice. Can you imagine when the internal is clean, how much more good a person will feel that now he is receiving directly from the radiance and the nur and the anwarat that is descending. Allah Ta'ala is granting it directly on the heart. There's no blockage. When you got a dirty window, a window that is blocked out or it's got a lot of dirt on it, for the light to penetrate becomes very difficult. But when you clean that window, you make it shining. Now when that sunlight comes in the morning, how it penetrates the window, it creates brightness in the whole room. But before that it was blacked out, it was blocked out with all types of dirt and paint, etc. It needed to be removed, and then that light, the tajalli, came in. So similarly, this heart is like this. For this heart to receive that anwarat and the benefit, the real benefit of all our good actions, the benefit even of our du'as, then the heart also needs to be clean. So this heart, the rectification and the correction of the heart is something that a Muslim is always concerned. He doesn't forget about it. So today's du'a, also we'll see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very, very concerned as far as the rectification is concerned. Correction, that my deen, whatever I do in deen also, this must be correct. But as far as my dunya is concerned, also that must be correct. Everything as far as my life is concerned must be correct. It's not that a person just continues without being concerned about these things. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Allahumma aslih deeni alladhi huwa ismatu amri, wa aslih dunyaya allati fiha ma'ashi, وأصلح آخرتي التي فيها معادي واجعل الحياة زيادة لي في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لي من كل شر رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, O Allah, rectify, correct for me my deen, correct my deen, my religion for me, in which lies the protection of all my affairs. Such a beautiful dua. The first part of the dua is to explain that, O Allah, correct for me my deen, which lies the protection of all my affairs. In other words, our protection lies in deen. If we're going to look for protection anywhere outside deen, then we're going to miss that protection. We think we may be taking some cover, some insurance cover and this cover and that cover, but if it's outside deen, then immediately what's happening is we are not getting any type of protection, we're getting destruction. Protection lies in deen and everything that's in deen. Sometimes a person is thinking that I'm doing something that is good, it will benefit my dunya, it will benefit my akhirat, but in fact it may not be deen. Another example, person supposed to be spending on his parents, person supposed to be spending on his family, he's supposed to be paying his staff well. So, but what he does, he doesn't pay his staff well, he doesn't take care of his parents, doesn't take care of his family, and now he says, what I'm doing is I'm building a big masjid, or I'm contributing towards a borehole, and I'm paying towards a project overseas, and in his mind he's thinking he's doing very good. But the actual thing that he should be doing is what deen requires. His protection lies in him correcting his deen. If he corrected his deen, he'll spend all over, and whatever he can spend overseas, thereafter he'll spend overseas. But first, he fulfills the right of his staff, fulfills the right of his parents, fulfills the right of his family members, fulfills everyone's right, and then this person now has corrected his deen. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, O Allah, rectify my deen for me, in which lies the protection of all my affairs. And the next part of the dua, rectify for me my dunya, in which lies my livelihood. In other words, teaching a person that his dunya also he must be concerned, that it must be correct. I must be doing my dealings correct. Whatever I'm doing as far as the world is correct, for the world is concerned, I'm doing it correctly. Not that he ignores his duties in this world and his work in this world and what he has to do. He does it, but he's concerned that I must be doing it correctly. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us this dua, that rectify for me my dunya in which lies my livelihood. And the next part of the dua, وَأَصْلِحْ لِي آخِرَتِيَ الَّتِي فِيهَا مَعَادِي, rectify for me my year after in which is my final abode. Allah, make it good for me, make the akhirat good for me, make it corrected for me, because this is my final abode. If that final abode is wrong, this is actually for us, this is the dua that we should be making. Allah Ta'ala had protected Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but his way of making dua was so that we could also learn, and it could be a means for teaching us that our final abode is gone off, it's not corrected, then what will happen? Forever and forever and forever a person will suffer. So therefore, Allah, correct for me my final abode. In other words, Allah, grant us Jannah. And then the next part of this dua, وَاجْعَلِ الْحَيَاةَ زِيَادَةً لِي فِي كُلِّ خَيْرٍ, Allah, make this life for me a source of increase in every good. Make this life a source, a means for me in increasing in every good. Make it such that it is a source of increase in every good. Whatever goodness it is, Allah, make this life be a source where goodness is only increasing. There is no evil that is increasing, but goodness is increasing all the time. So a person where he is also, he is involved, and he is also getting involved in goodness, and he is also benefiting from the goodness that is increasing in his life. And the last part of this dua, وَجْعَلِ الْمَوْتَ رَاحَةً لِي مِنْ كُلِّ شَرٍ, Allah, make death for me a source of relief from every type of evil. Under this, ulama explained that when a person is making dua for maut, yeah, you see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam make this dua, Allah, make death for me a source of relief from every evil. In other words, evil that will affect a person's deen. To make dua because a person is going through some hardship as far as this world is concerned. For example, a person is going through some financial crisis and he says, Allah, cause me to die. This type of dua is not permissible. It's not correct for a person to make dua like this because of some dunya difficulty he's going through. He's making dua that, Allah, cause me to die. Person can't take some pain because he can't take the pain. I say, Allah, cause me to die. It shouldn't be the situation. Or a person is going through some problem with his wife or his child. So many people commit suicide. Allah Ta'ala protect us. But this is not a reason for a person to make dua for death. Ulama explained, the only reason a person can make dua for death is, Allah, so that I get saved from evil. I get saved from guna. I get saved from sins. Allah, if there's a time that's going to come wherein sins are going to be prevailing, and I'm going to get caught up in the sins, and Allah, is better for you to take me away. So in other words, his dua is actually, because of deen, O Allah, I'm asking you to take me away. So therefore, this last part of this dua, how beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, وَاجْعَلِ الْمَوْتَ رَاحَةً لِي مِنْ كُلِّ شَرٍ, O Allah, make death a source of relief from every evil, every sin, every guna, every fitna. Make maut a means of relief, saving me from any type of evil. So can you see the concern from the beginning of the dua, right till the end of the dua, was a concern of correction, was a concern of safety, was a concern of such that how my deen can be saved. Right till the end, he made dua that, Allah, even make it such that you cause me to die and it be a relief of me from every evil and sin. So this is a quality of a mu'min. All the time he's thinking of maut, all the time he's thinking of his final abode, he's thinking about that qabr that he has to go to, that akhirat, that hashar that he has to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala, and he's thinking about that final abode, jannat and jahannam, that's going to be there, and ultimately I want to enter jannat. And that helps him and that guides him throughout the journey of life in making the correct decisions. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.